days and all my tomorrows. Clap your hands unto him and bless his name. Somebody say, he's greater. He's greater than my yesterdays. Come on, somebody with a past that haunts you, you need to open your mouth and say, he's greater. Somebody with a past that you wish you could go back and change, but you can't go back and change, you need to say, God is greater. God is greater than my past. God is the same yesterday. Come on, do you believe that he's greater? The one that's in you, is he greater tonight? Yes, he is. Somebody that's worried about the future, somebody that's worried and anxious about the future, you need to know that he is greater than your future. Somebody open your mouth and say, under the weight of your anxiety, my God is greater than my tomorrows. My God is greater than the battle that's coming. Do you believe it? Somebody that believes it, say amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The one that is in the world is the fallen one. The one that is in the world is the host of demonic spirits that fell. They were angels that fell out of glory and into the earth. And they are the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world. And they live and breathe to get glory. And they want to take the glory of God. And they look to put men and women into bondage. They blind the minds of those that believe not, Paul said. And they are like he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he's the most subtle of all the beasts in the garden back in the day of Adam and Eve. And you need to know that he's predatory and he is opportunistic and he's looking for someone to entice. And he wants to find your weak spot and he wants to find the thing that you are condemned about or the thing that you're troubled about. But I want you to know, you, if you get up close to the Holy Ghost and you get filled to the overflowing with the Holy Ghost, the promise of the Word of God tonight is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He might be an archangel, but I serve the God who made the archangel. If it's darkness, that's the problem. He's the light. My God, his voice is bigger than all those voices. But you got to participate and you have to say yes and you have to say amen. And you've got to take this up. The difference between people that die lost and go to hell and people that are saved is not because of their sterling character or their strength of body or spirit or will. It's just simply an acknowledgement that you've got to take this up and say, I may be weak in myself, but my God is strong and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, there's no difference at all in the population of heaven and the population of hell, except somewhere along the way you said yes to God. You're not better. You're not stronger. You're not wiser. But you came and humbled yourself before a God who is better, who is wiser, who is infinitely stronger. Our God that indwells us is the God of Abraham. And he told Abraham in Genesis 12:3, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The word of God said, as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if we be Christ, then are we Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are connected by faith and connected by experience to Abraham. And this promise is our promise. He's going to bless those that bless me, and he's going to curse those that curse me, and he's going to use me to be a blessing to everybody in the earth. Do you know that? Do you believe that? Now your mind may say no, and your neighbor may say no, and your past may say no, but you need to stand up in the middle of the word of God and say, yes, I'm going to walk in the blessing of God. The curse is going to be a thing of the past. Touch your neighbor and say, no curse comes through the cross. I don't care what your daddy did or didn't do. It doesn't matter what your family's lineage or heritage is. You may come from a long, fine line of alcoholism or addictive behavior, but you don't have to be like that. Everybody in your family tree might be stark, raving crazy, but that's not your calling and that's not your destiny, because the curse can't come through the cross. He's a God of Abraham. And everybody say, and he's in me. Come on, say he's greater. He's greater than the curse. Come on. He's the God of Moses and he's in us. He's the God of Moses and he's our God. And this is what the Lord said through Moses, Deuteronomy 10, 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods, Lord of lords, a great God and a mighty and a awesome. It says terrible in the King James, but that has a negative connotation in our. So it's awesome. Which regardeth not persons nor taketh rewards. Say he's a great God. Say he's King of kings and God of gods and Lord of lords. My God, matter of fact, there's not a thing in my neighborhood that can have power over me if I'm walking in the Holy Ghost. There's not a thing on my job that can have power over me if I'm walking in the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to get a hold of this tonight. My God, I got victory. Victory, victory shall be mine. You ought to sing it. If I hold my peace and let God fight my battles, victory, victory. Somebody that's on the edge of despair tonight, you need to stand up and shake yourself and say, not on your life, my God is in me and he's a great God. If there's a God of the world, he's a God over that God. If there's a Lord on my job, he's a Lord over that Lord. If there's whatever in my neighborhood or on my in my life circle, God is greater than that and he is in me. Greater is he. Somebody say, greater is he. Greater is he that is in me. Listen, I know he's in your friend, and I know he's in someone else, and I know he's in this person or that person. And you might think you have to have some big name, big time evangelist come in and affirm you, or you think you might have to have some prophet speak it over you, or you might think that you might have to have somebody with notoriety to come and tell you that it is so. But I want you to stand right up. You got the Holy Ghost tonight. Do you have the Holy Ghost? I want everybody that has the Holy Ghost to stand up and say, I got the Holy Ghost. You've been baptized in Jesus' name. Have you been baptized in his name? My God, that's all you need. You don't need a preacher to tell you he's great. He's great in you today. He's greater. Anybody got a problem? Everybody with a problem, raise your hand. Somebody say, he's greater. But you didn't even ask me what the problem is. It doesn't matter what your problem is. Anybody got a piece of trouble in your life? Anybody struggling with something? Wave your hand and say, I got trouble in my life. But listen, he's greater than my trouble. The word of God said he's greater. This is like a blank check. This is like a boilerplate that fits everything. Just carry it around with you like this. And when the thing raises its head, it doesn't matter what it is. You just put it on him and say it's a boilerplate. It fits anything. It fits every demon. It fits every resisting spirit. It fits every lie. It fits everything from my past. Everything that rises in my future. I want you to think about your biggest problem right now. Don't think long about it. You'll start crying. And stop and brace yourself and just say, but he's greater. He's greater. My God, he's greater than that. If you're not afraid, speak it. Say, he's greater than, and fill in the blank. He's greater than my financial problem. He's greater than the sickness in my body. He's greater than the trouble I'm having. He's greater than my family trouble. He's greater than the craziness in my family. He's greater. Greater is he that is in you. He's the God of Moses. He's the God of gods and Lord of lords. And he is in you. And greater is he that is in you. He's the God of David. And he's in you. 1 Chronicles 29 and 10, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God Israel, of Israel, our father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is greatness, power, and glory, and victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted at head above all. Well, I know God can do stuff, but God can't work on this. You think you're special. You think you're unique. You think you've got a problem nobody's ever had before. You think you're warring with something that nobody's ever overcome before. But that's just a lie that comes with the problem. He's going to sit on your knee and whisper in your ear and come to you and tell you that nobody has ever survived what you're going through right now. And you know that's not true. There are people already in heaven that have overcome what you're struggling with right now. Somebody say, he is the head above all. Listen to me, that means everything, everything. He made everything. Everything's responsive to him. What's coming after you is responsive to him. When the doorbell rings, you need to open it with the name of Jesus and with the Holy Ghost. You may not know what to say. You may not know what to do. Just talk in tongues and let God have his way. No, I'm dead serious about that. You may not have an answer. Bury yourself in prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Hide in him. Cover yourself up in him. He's greater. He's the God of David, and he's greater than anything that comes against us. Sing to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:23. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Don't be talking about what's not and what hasn't been and what can't be. God, that's not the song of God. Yeah, I cried unto the Lord. He heard my cry. He lifted me up out of a deep pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a solid rock. He established my going, and he put a new song in my heart, even praise unto my God. Stop all that nonsense. You're sitting there singing the song of Satan. You're singing the song of hell. You're reading the report of Hell's Gazette. You're carrying the message of the very thing that's trying to destroy you. Quit talking about all that. Stop being a negative influence in your own ear and in your own heart. Start talking about, sing to the Lord all the year. Show forth from day to day his salvation. And when those words come, and when that pressure comes, and when that feeling comes, you say, no. Oh, no, no, no. But I've got the Holy Ghost down in me. I've got the name of Jesus in my life. Declare his glory. Talk. You know what will help you? If you just start talking about how good God is around the heathen that you're working with or spending time with. Tell the story. Declare his marvelous work among all nations. For great is the Lord. Everybody say, great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. He's to be feared among all gods, for all the gods of all the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering. Come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Get your life in order as if you believed God was going to do what he said he would do. Do you believe God will do what he said? Is there a testimony in the house? Will God do what he said? Is there a witness in the house? Will God get yourself in line. Don't be like puny Jacob. I said, now Lord, if you will be with me, and if you will keep me, and if you will provide for me, and if you will bring me back, then you'll be my God. Wrong attitude. He's God all by himself. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need affirmation. He is self-affirming. He's all by himself. What you need to do is say, this is what God said. I'm going to line up with it. I'm going to start doing everything that God's told me to do. I'm not going to sandbag God because I still have a residual problem in my life. I'm not going to hold back from God because I want to see God do tricks. I want to see God do signs. Jesus said, an evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. The reason it's evil is because you're asking God to affirm himself. The reason that it's adulterous is because you're suggesting that you might go somewhere else if God doesn't perform. You might go looking for some other God or some other thing. If you really want to do this right, you get yourself lined up with the promise of God. You just stiff arm everything that's coming against that and say, I may not have seen it all yet, but I'm going to see it. He may not have done it all yet, but my heart tells me, my faith tells me, the word of God tells me, it's going to be all right. God is going to do what he promised in his word. Psalms 48:1, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, sing his praise. Oh, when you got problems, you ought to worship God better than you do when everything's good. You need to praise God in the midst of the storm. You need to praise God in the midst of the trial. You need to praise God because God is great and greatly to be praised. And what you're saying is God is able, and I'm not going to give the devil any satisfaction. And God will look down on that and say, look at him. He's going through the fire right now. But I'm telling you, I'm going to expedite this thing. I'm going to dry this up for him. I'm going to reach out and touch him. Look how he praises me in the middle of his trouble. Look how she is faithful in the middle of her trial. Psalms 96, 4 and 5. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised, to be feared among all gods, for the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Just step out on one of these pristine, beautiful, cool spring mornings and look up at the panoply of the stars and just take it in and drink it in and say, that's the God that made those things, and he is living in me. Take a look at these trees breaking forth and the flowers and the artistry and the power of it, and nothing can stop it. It's exploding out there right now. Take a look at that and understand the God that does all this. Set it in motion back at the garden, and it's still going on according to the power of his word and his command. That God is living in you. Is there anything too hard for God? God, I'm telling you, God is able to bring life out of the dead grip of winter. God's able to set stars in their places, call them all by name, and not one of them fails. Your little life is in the palm of his hand. You need to get up and quit singing the song of the enemy and start singing the song of God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. You may not understand how it's going to happen, but great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. You may not see the answer on the way, but great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. He is the God of David. For David, he empowers him. God doesn't kill the lion, but he empowers David to kill the lion. God doesn't kill the bear, but he empowers David to kill the bear. There's some heavy lifting that has to go on your part. God doesn't kill Goliath, but God lays his hand on a boy, and a boy takes care of the giant, because that's how God works. God could do all this by himself, but the whole process is to bring you into his kingdom. And so his business is to empower you, and so that you can be that person that God has empowered. You have to have this front and center. The God that is in me is greater than the lion in my life. The God that is in me is greater than the bear in my life. He's greater than the giant that I will meet. Is there a testimony in this house? Is somebody able to say amen? Praise God. Do you know that at the time of David, God had defeated all of Israel's enemies? That being the case, we use the word of God to understand how broad, how expansive the kingdom of Israel was. God told Abraham, your kingdom is going to be from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates. That's all the way from Egypt to Iraq. And in the day of David, all of that was under David's power. And in the day of Solomon, all of that was under Israel's power. Israel is a speck on the face of the earth. Do you understand that? They are a speck. At the time of the Six-Day War, they were 14 miles wide. You could drive across Israel before you could drive across Birmingham. And they defeated 50 million angry Arabs. In 48, they defeated all the Arab nations again in the 60s and again in the 70s. And if it comes to them again, they'll defeat them again. Why? Because greater is he that brought them by his prophecy than anything that's again. Russia hates them, but Russia is not going to be. I already read the book. Russia's coming down in Ezekiel 38. And the Bible said there'll be one out of every six left with their tails tucked behind their legs. It's going to take 7 months to bury the dead. After that war, Russia and Iran are coming down into the Middle East. But greater is he that is with Israel. And greater is he. It doesn't matter what the odds are. It doesn't matter if anybody's ever done it before. It doesn't matter how bleak it looks. Greater. Somebody say, greater is he. Praise God. All of this is tethered to your response to God, and all of it is tied in with your obedience and your faithfulness to God. But if you'll stand up in the middle of that, it doesn't matter how small you are, how insignificant you feel, God is great in his people. God is great in his people, and God wants to show himself great in his people. Jesus stood in the street of Jerusalem, and they were wanting a sign, and he said, I'll give you a sign. I'll give you the sign of Jonah. And then he comes after them, and he said, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. We're in Matthew 12. Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and a greater, behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Do you know what God did in that one reluctant preacher? God brought that preacher from the depth of the sea. He sent a storm to a ship and turned Jonah's life around, and then he brought him all bedraggled and full of seaweed and fish smell into the streets of Nineveh, and that preacher just opened his mouth and preached a simple sermon, and a whole great city fell on its face and began to repent before God. That should not be possible, but God can do anything with anybody. Greater is he, and the God of Jonah is in you. Jesus said, a greater than Jonah is here. Listen to me. That preacher is down inside of you. You need to stand up in your house and preach. You need to stand up in your place of conflict and preach. I'm not talking about dogging people, and I'm not talking about talking down to people. I'm just telling you, you need to open your mouth and loose what the Holy Ghost has already spoken concerning your life. You don't need to be a silent witness to what's happening in your life. You've got to bow yourself up and say yes to God. A greater than Jonah is in you. He's going to say the same thing about Solomon. Sheba came from long way to come and view the glory and the splendor of Solomon and the temple. But Jesus is going to teach them that day that a greater than Solomon is here, and a greater than the temple is here. Stop waiting for some great other person or some great other place that may happen here, or that might happen there, or if some special evangelist would come, or if some widely known preacher would come, some good thing could happen. Let me tell you, God would love to break open the heavens and pour out a blessing on the most insignificant person among us. If you're his, then greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got the power to pray and the miracle happens. You've got the power to pray and the door opens. You've got the power to pray and God opens up the window of heaven and pours out his blessing in your life. Praise God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's worship him a little bit right now. Let's praise him a little bit right now. The Holy Ghost that is in you is Jesus in you. He's the God and Father of all, and he's in you. He's the greater one. He's greater than the temple. He's greater than Jonah. He's greater than Solomon. And the greater one is in you. He is coming. He's coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to destroy all the armies that come against him by the brightness of his appearance. Just showing up, and the Antichrist and the false prophet, this is Revelation 19, are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And chapter 20 of Revelation starts with one angel with one hand taking the devil and binding him up and shutting him up for 1,000 years. Somebody say, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Quit trembling at the trouble in the world around you. Quit trembling at the thing that you focused on that hasn't happened yet. But get your eye on him and understand what he has spoken about your life. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. He says to them in Revelation chapter 1 through John, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. This is exactly what Justin's talking about tonight. I'm telling you, though, he's God over those things that are. He's God over those things that were. And he's God over all those things that are to come. Revelation 1 and 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Paul writes and tells you that you were in bondage all your life because of the fear of death. But I'm talking about somebody that's in you tonight that's already conquered death and hell. He's kicked the doors off of them. He stole the keys to the office. It's going to be all right. If you live long enough, you're going to die. But if you're in God, you're going to live forever. God's going to raise your body up. You're going to have a body like unto his glorious body. But let me tell you how it's going to work. The moment death comes and touches you, you're going to be liberated from that body, and you're going to move right into the presence of God. The word of God talks about it very clearly and very concisely. And we understand that you never lose consciousness, that you move right into the glory of God. And then there'll be a day when he raises up all of his people, and you'll be rejoined with your glorified body. Now that sounds like a celebration to me. That doesn't sound like a time for mourning. That sounds like a time for singing. That sounds like a time for dancing. Somebody say praise the Lord. My God, the devil's coming to you and telling you you're going to die. You need to spit in his eye and say, well, that's not news. Everybody's going to die. But here's the news, devil. I'm going to live forever. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise God. Come play, Samuel. He's the God that has power in heaven and earth. He is the God that said, I saw Satan cast out as lightning from heaven. Praise God. He is the God that unto him every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess. Now you need to deal with this. There's a voice in the heart of a man or a woman that says, you can't get better. That is a lie. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's somebody here and the voice says, your family can't survive this. But greater is he that is in you. Family's God's idea. Marriage is God's invention. I'd put my money on God. Somebody say, greater is he that is in me. Praise God. You might be frustrated right now. Feel like you're going in circles, like you don't have any vision or you don't know where you're going. Don't worry about where you're going on the deck of the earth or in terms of measurable things in this life. But go into the depth of the Spirit of God and all the journey. Say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It's going to be all right if God's in the middle of it. It's going to be all right if God is the author of it. It's going to be all right if you're full of the Holy Ghost. How many of you have a problem tonight you need an answer for? Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. All these things. Your thing. All these things. The thing you think is unattainable. All these things. The thing you think might happen to somebody else but not to you. All these things shall be added unto you. Somebody say all these things. Praise God. It may look big but greater. Somebody say greater is he. Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. Somebody say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, I want you to begin to talk about this. I want you to talk to God right now about the thing that troubles you the most, the thing that gives you fear, the thing that condemns you, the thing from your past, the thing that looms in your future. And I want you with your mouth to begin to tell God, but God, I know that you are greater than that thing that was in my past. I know that you are greater than that thing that keeps resounding in my mind. I know, come on, tell him. I know that you are greater greater than that thing on the horizon that I've been afraid of. God, I want you to know tonight, I'm going to stand in the heartland of your word. I'm going to embrace every promise you've made, and I know that you're going to bring it to pass. Is there a witness in the house tonight that God is greater, that you've already stood over the carcass of the lion? You've already stood over the carcass of the bear. You've already seen him take down a giant in your life. My God, God is able. God is able. I need a group of battle-worn veterans. You've been to the war and you've seen God victorious. I need you to come down to this altar tonight. I need you to turn your back to the altar and your face to the people. And I need you to say, by coming and standing, I found him to be faithful. Somebody say, I've been through the flood. I've been through the fire. Hey, but all I can say is God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Hey, I've been broke and I've been broken and I've been troubled in the middle of the night. But God is faithful. God is faithful. Hey. Somebody say it. Somebody cry it out. Now, if you got a problem, if you've got an enemy, if you've got a war going on, if you've got trouble in your life, come to one of these that have been to the battle and say, I want you to lay your hands on me and agree with me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Sing it, sing it, sing it. If you need God, if you're a young man, a young woman, if you're in the middle of a battle, if you're sick in your body, come stand with these and say, pray for me. Come agree with me. God is greater. Tonight. Somebody let the Holy Ghost speak through you tonight.
Our Lord is great and mighty.
Is our God.
great and mighty. Voice and cry.